You just love it when the Holy Ghost just messes up everything you intended to do. Don't you just love it? I wanted Brother Dana up here about 15 after 12, but it ain't going to happen today, I can tell you that. But don't you appreciate God's goodness? I bless Him and thank Him. I certainly do. Brother Dana, I want you to come around just for a moment. Just come. I love this man. Have all the respect in the world for him. He's helped my heart through the preaching of the word so many times. And I have a respect for him. I just want you to just tell us a little bit about when you got saved,
yeah.
If you would. That's all right. Amen.
The thing that was upon my heart as I was sitting there this morning is how glad I am to be around when the Lord shows up. You know, there's not a lot we can do anyway, but just hang around.
That's all.
Yeah. God has to do it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But I like hanging around. Pastor talking about his grandyoungins and going to church and praying that they get saved and going home, and seemed like all you did was just hang around. If you keep hanging around, he'll come around.
Yes,
I thought about those ladies at the cross. There wasn't nothing they could do there. It was dark. Supposed to be daytime. Everybody else had gone home. The disciples. Their King and Lord is dying on a cross. And they said, well, we'll just hang around.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Somebody said, well, what make these tender-hearted ladies that had surrendered all for the kingdom's sake unexpectedly hang around while they saw their Savior being crucified? I'll tell you why. They had something in them. He put something in them. They couldn't help but hang around. Now, I know he was dead. The Bible said he's as dead as any man that ever died. But they wasn't dead. They was something still alive on the inside. Somebody said, why don't you just go home and give it up? Why are you wasting your money on those spices and going by the graveyard? They said, well, we just can't help it. There's something alive on the inside. I love to be at a place like this where you can sense that there's something real on the inside. Something still alive. And then I thought about that woman, Mary Magdalene. How the Bible said there, that same text, out of whom he cast seven devils. She's still hanging around. Through every bit of that, she's still hanging around. You say, why is she hanging around? She can't get over what he took out of her. I'm hanging around because of what he put in me, and I'm hanging around because of what he took out of her. Oh, when I began to see others get right with God, it takes me right back to where I was. I mean, he done a miraculous work and a multiplied work. He didn't just take one devil out of her. He took seven out of her. Somebody said, why in the world are you still hanging around? She said, he put something in me and he took something out of me. Well, I want to tell you, the work of God is just as great on one hand as it is the other. I thank Him for what He put in me, His grace, His mercy, His peace and joy. But I'm thankful for what He took out of me. Boy, He took a whole lot out of me. We're here tonight just hanging around. I realize, as Brother Steve said, this is just a Monday morning. For most folks, you don't expect much. Well, that's all we come to, is hang around anyway. We was thinking if we'd hang around long enough, He might come around. They just hung around. And guess what? They hung around long enough till He showed up. You see, he'd done put something in them. He took something out of them, and He assured them He was going to do something for them. He wasn't done. He wasn't done. Well, I'm glad to report to you this morning and this evening, He ain't done. Just keep on hanging around. He's got one more youngin' He wants to save. One more brother He wants to save. He's got one more that He's going to call to preach. He's got something else that He's going to do that's going to be greater than anything He's ever done before. If you'll just hang around long enough. Hung around till He showed up. He's going to show up. But they hung around till He sent them out. You see, they witnessed something ain't nobody else ever witnessed. They witnessed the first sighting of the resurrected Christ. And He said, now what I want you to do is go tell everybody else what you saw because you hung around. Well, I don't want to be told what's happening. I want to be able to experience what's happening. And what we've been able to do here on this Monday, we all just casually come in, hung around. And He showed up. And what He's going to do is let you go out and tell folks what happened at camp meeting. Going to send us. They went back to Peter and to the rest of the disciples, said, He's up. He's up. I like to just hang around. Been hanging around 50 years. That's hard to believe. I don't look as old as I am. I know that. But been hanging around for 50 years in Christ. Isn't that amazing, Brother Rob? But I'm planning on hanging around till He comes around. And we'll just come back tonight. Just come on back tonight. And we'll hang around. Because who knows who the next one's going to be. I was thinking about these preachers that were preaching here this morning. Now, they all act like that they hadn't been preaching long. It's kind of like one fellow out in Mississippi. They called on him to preach before me, and they just said, well, you know, he just surrendered to preach. A week ago, he got up and preached the house down.
Yeah.
And what they didn't know was he'd been bootleg preaching for 20 years, teaching Sunday school and everywhere he went. I'd been around him long enough to know he'd been bootleg preaching 20 years. I think some of this outfit had been bootleg preaching before they surrendered. But I like it, don't you?
Yeah.
I like it.
Amen.
And it is good to be saved.
I'm done.